take no selfies. I am a no selfie person.
So if you're not taking selfies, you're probably not a narcissist.
All right, so wait, no, this is a great opportunity, actually. I want to understand the selfie thing. I don't get it. I want you to tell me, because you take selfies all the time.
I don't take selfies.
Your profile picture right now is a selfie.
That was one, that was actually at a hotel, so that doesn't count.
It's harder because there's somebody else talking, and so it's a conversation. When I'm writing, I can say whatever the hell I want. Nobody stops me. It's listen. One of the things that you and I have in common is that we both kind of like to hear the sound of our own voice.
What is the demographic of this show?
The demographic of this show is
people
who are over the age of 18,
who have a heartbeat.
You have a pulse. If you come up and I mention you and I'm trying to explain you and they're like, I don't understand. How are you two friends? Like, what the hell could you possibly have in common?
It's kind of funny.
You'd be surprised. Little window into this universe.
It's a voyeuristic thing.
Yes.
I thought it was more the polar opposites.
No,
of the world
that's what I'm saying.
Come together
to
and
see
find
these
harmony.
Two people.
We disagree, though.
No, we do disagree, but.
But we don't get mean about it.
Never. We're very respectful. I think there are commonalities that we all share, and I think we just, it's like a form of discrimination.
Well, you inherit friends. You want to choose your friends. You inherit people that are just sort of like, I got to go with that guy. I mean that.
And it's hard for me to understand why our whole entire country is spending days and days and days online searching up college football. I just don't even know how much more you could possibly talk about it or read about it. I just don't understand.
I'm missing the chromosomal that cares about sports.
It's a good thing.
You don't have to walk around like a branded.
No, you like don't have
something that doesn't do anything for you.
We're going to call it the Gore Report.
The Gore Report.
The Gore Report, because you know that Al Gore invented the internet.
No, scientists invented the internet so they could communicate with each other internationally.
No, Al Gore invented it. That's what he told us.
How did he bring that? Was it that a cocktail party conversation? Because he didn't go on the MTV Music Awards and go, you know, you didn't.
I actually looked it up. I was like, okay, what did he really say? Like, what really happened? What really happened was that, you know, somebody took something out of context.
Oh, no.
Shocking, I know.
That is heresy.
And then
you will be burned.
And then spun it, I guess, for their own use. So
okay. It wasn't a believable story to begin with, Al. I mean, bottom line, what do you know about computers?
I don't think he had anything really to do with it, which is why the report is funny.
Who marries someone named Tipper? What kind of name is Tipper? Is that a name?
It's like people that are named like Buffy.
Tipper!
It's a strange name.
Bring me some Gorgonzola cheese. I don't understand the name. I didn't. Because when I heard Tipper Gore back in the old days when they were doing that PMRC, which was the Parents Music Resource Center
for Diseased, whatever. Where they would find all the.
They wanted to make sure you didn't have a bad word. No one heard a bad word in their life.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely a total waste of time.
Yes.
But. Tipper Gore was the main thrust of that, and I remember hearing Tipper Gore, and I'm like, "What is that?" I didn't even know it was a woman.
Sometimes people, unfortunately,
that's why Google is so great, because you just go, "What is Tipper Gore?" or you just put that in, and then it won't judge you. It won't tell you that you're in.
Unless you're my phone. My phone gets asked questions, like
ask you questions.
Asked questions.
That's what I said. That's what I asked you.